We're backstage with the boys from My Chemical Romance. Frank and Mikey, we've got here. Now, boys, you're only hours away from going on stage. What is going through the mind at this stage?
Right now is the eye of the tiger.
Yeah, the eye of the tiger going.
I'm back with the speed bag.
Yeah.
The jump rope and the big slab of meat.
Right. Do you play any Survivor backstage beforehand, to get sort of the eye of the tiger habit?
I wish.
Mm. It's like those Starbucks commercials where they come and say your name.
Yeah. Roy.
How would it be, just in the middle of the set, maybe you're doing some stuff from the Black Parade, suddenly just burst into a cover of Eye of the Tiger, My Chemical Romance style.
Sillier things have happened. Mm. We've done Umbrella by Rihanna.
Oh.
So, hey, you never know, man.
We did a Fuji song once.
We did Queen last night. A little bit. Queen, Flash Gordon.
If you could nominate a song each, a guilty pleasure that you would love to see in the My Chemical Romance set, what would it be?
Oh, man.
Ooh,
I don't know if it'd be guilty pleasure.
ABBA.
Oh, yeah.
That's guilty.
Which ABBA? Mamma Mia.
Yeah, nice. And would it come with the dance moves?
Gerard would supply them, I'm sure.
He's been waiting all his life to supply those dance moves.
Yes. What about you, Frank, if you were going to put a song into the set?
It was always fun when we would do Song 2 by Blur because I played one note.
Oh, yeah, you went
throughout that entire song. I was like... We harmonized... There you go. Yeah, just like that.
What about Riders? Is it all blue M&Ms and stuff backstage?
No, it's got to be green. That's the FDG. Right.
Yeah, or we're done. Fuck it.
have you put anything ridiculous on the rider request just to test?
I did.
Oh, what'd
you put?
I put Tab on the rider.
And remember you got it.
Remember the Diet Soda Tab?
Yeah, from
Back in the Future. So my joke was, I was like, I know they make Tab. I want to see if we can find Tab. In any
so
city.
Got it.
Yeah.
And it tastes like if you took like a Sweet and Low, right? It didn't open the package, just licked the outside of the package. No, that's what it tastes like.
It's carbonated Sweet and Low. Well, the reason they took it off the shelves was they said it caused cancer.
We should get Crystal Pepsi. We should try that.
You can buy it on eBay.
Crystal Pepsi
on
eBay.
Yeah, but it's stale, though.
So who would buy Crystal Pepsi on eBay?
I don't know. To see if you could find a syringe in it.
Yeah.
That's why they took it off the air, right?
Because Tab, Elle Macpherson's, her career started being the Tab girl in Australia. Yeah.
That's so weird.
She was in a bikini drinking Tab walking down the beach.
That's really gross. But so anyway, I felt real bad because one day I went backstage and in catering, a whole shelf in the refrigerator was full of Tab. And I was like, somebody had to buy all that Tab. Somebody had to put it in the refrigerator like that. And I think there was one gone, and it wasn't me.
You weren't tempted to put him in a doggy bag and perhaps take him with you?
Once in a while, I drank one because I felt bad.
Now, we were coming in tonight, and the great thing about going to a My Chemical Romance gig, and it happened also at Big Day Out last year when you did those awesome shows at Big Day Out, but there must be times when you look out into the audience and you think, oh my God, these people look more like us than we do.
That's actually, there's a lot of that. Sometimes, fans will get really psyched about one period of time in your
X's
crew.
X's on the eyes.
When you put something on that you're like, oh, I'll just try this out. And then one picture got taken of it, and then people are like, oh, that's how he looks. And they're like... And then you don't dress like that anymore. So they just kind of stuck it, and it's theirs now. That's how they look.
Yeah,
and you're like, wow, it's like looking into 1999. But it's awesome.
That happened to me twice, actually.
It's really cool.
Have you ever thought of abusing the power you have with the fashion thing? I mean, you say, that they'll take a period of time and go with it. Have you ever thought, right, I'm just going to go out there tonight looking completely ridiculous?
A burlap sack.
No, it's one of those things where when you see that, it's very flattering. I wonder if they get mad, though, when we come out and we don't look like that. That's the only thing that I get worried about. I'm like, oh, well, are they expecting us to look this way?
I'm sure.
We've never dressed because we felt bad.
Just one night, Hawaiian shirts. And just see.
Magnum.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or Maracas, Peter Allen style. The boy from Oz.
Oh.
Have you said that you hated Australia at some stage?
Because this is what happens. Kids take things and run with them. like you were probably like, man, it's too hot here today. And that turned into, I I hate Australia.
I really, that's, oh man, that's so weird. I feel bad now because I actually really like Australia.
It's awesome.
You know what I don't like is the spiders you have here.
Oh, gigantic.
I don't like the spiders.
Have you come across a few?
The other night, I swear to God, we were coming out of the venue after practicing, and we got into this van, and there was a spider on it the size of that TV. It was ridiculous. Like, yeah, what was that, 36 inches? A 36-inch spider. It was retarded. And it was full color
spider.
Plasma screen spider.
Yeah. Okay, had you guys been having any sort of papery drugs that night?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. A real funny story.
I'd just been licking these toads, and then suddenly I saw this giant spider.
It was huge.
You were there. I know, but I wanted to say a funny story before I forget it about spiders. Because I'm deathly, deathly afraid of spiders. Because they got those little eyes. Yeah. No, so anyway, one night I went to it was a horror convention in New Jersey. It's where geeks go. To buy horror movie posters. And so anyway, I got real drunk.
By that, he means that's where we go to buy horror movie posters.
That's where just me and Frankie go. No, but so I got real drunk, like too drunk, and I bought a tarantula. Yeah, and I brought it to a diner right after the convention and put it on the table.
So you released it into the diner.
There.
I should have left it there.
Where'd you do it? Where'd you do with it?
Oh, I gave it to Alicia's brother. He took it.
You talked about the fan thing. I liked, you know.
That was the really funny story you wanted to bring up.
How much does the tarantula cost?
It's a scary story.
How much did it cost?
It's $30.
$30.
It was gigantic, though.
Yeah. You mentioned the fan thing before. You have obviously obsessive fans of your own, but you talk about going to, like, you know, the horror movie convention or that sort of thing. Are you fans yourself?
I think that's the point of why we all get along, because we're such huge fanboys just got into a band, and now people are fans of us, and we're like, you're weird.
Dude, that doesn't make any sense.
It's
Jim Lee.
Jim Lee comes to our shows, and I geek out over him all the time.
I'm always like, can you draw this? Can you draw this for me? How about this?
That's the thing. We geek out over comic book artists.
Yeah. But it must be amazing for you to, like, you know, like you said, being comic book fans and having someone like Jim Lee at your show. It's like when you could look out and go, hey, this person digs what I'm doing as well.
It's really fun, too, when, like, you get to see them a bunch of times to the point where, like, all right, I can actually talk to this person, and then you get them really wasted.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody else is drinking, but you get that person totally,
messed up.
Oh, man.
Roofing.
Great. Yeah. You totally just dose your favorite fan, like, the person you're the biggest fan of, and then make them, like, think the walls are closing in on
them. Right. Yeah, I think Stephen King wrote a book called Misery that was along those lines. But
actually, I geek out over... Like, I'll actively go to conventions to meet 80s wrestlers.
Yeah,
he does. Oh, really? Uh-huh. Who are you into?
Dude, I met Roddy Piper.
Yeah, awesome.
Nikolai Volkoff, big time.
Yeah.
Man. He big timed me. I went, hey, what's up, man? I'm like a really huge fan. And he didn't even look at me.
Wow.
And he half shook my hand and said,
didn't
thanks.
Jake the Snake Roberts try to borrow $20 off you?
Probably.
Yeah, Jake the Snake. His career has taken a turn.
Oh, it really has because he's not alive anymore.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, there is something great about...
Okay.
I'm obsessed. I've gone a step further than you because I'm, like, I love the wrestling. I love the wrestling, but I'm obsessed by, you know, really weird wrestling deaths. You know, like about every 6 months.
Rick Rude passed away. Well, what happened is there's the 80s steroid boom.
Yeah.
And so now, mysteriously, wrestlers are dying in their sleep in hotel rooms of heart failure. I don't think it's connected.
Can we? Would the next album maybe be a concept album dedicated to dead wrestlers?
About the
Ultimate Warrior. I really hope
so. Yo, a concept album about the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh man! There's two, right? They had like a.
That's an urban legend.
Oh.
There was actually only one, and now he's like a crazy, like.
I heard he works at the car wash.
Is that true?
End up?
Maybe. One of our friends sees Jimmy Superfly Snuka sometimes.
Yeah, he cuts hair. He works at a barbershop, and he was another wrestler. No, he was. Yeah.
He was. Yeah, right.
Superfly Snuka is a substitute teacher in New Jersey, and he also cuts hair.
And Ricky Steamboat's a gym teacher.
Yeah, that's true.
Ricky Steamboat. I can remember Ricky Steamboat.
And if you pay $20, the Iron Sheik will get you in a camel clutch and you can take a picture.
Oh, man.
But no, he doesn't yell about America anymore. He says he loves America now.
All right, this is actually...
Is that the same way as you love Australia now?
Yes.
No. There must be moments, like, you know, in your life. It's never the things that people think would be great about your life that are, you know, the things that people from outside go, oh, that part of it would be great, or that part of it would be great. It always is the little weird things. For me, it was someone actually went to WrestleMania and held up a sign behind The Rock that had my name on it saying hello to me in Australia. Wow. And to me, that was like that one of the coolest things anyone had ever done. Has there been little things in your career, things that have happened since, you know, you've become rich and famous that you kind of think, that was really cool?
Yeah. We get to experience so many amazing things, you know, that really growing up, we never thought we would ever get to do. Like, different people we get to meet, or, like, people that, well, you had look like you had something really important to say.
It's going to blow your mind, too, because I don't even think you know about it.
I probably don't. All right. So anyway.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, it's really
hold
crazy.
Hold on to it.
And, you know, there's little things like meeting people that you looked up to for years, you know, that were in bands or just, you know, people that were in the industry that you look at and you don't know what to say, but and they come up to you and they're like, hey, you know, I really liked your record or this and that, and you get to almost call them these people friends, and you meet them so much. And there's also, I mean, it's the most amazing thing is you write these songs in your basement, right? And little by little, after maybe a year, they see the light of day. They're on a record. You play them live in a country that you never thought you could even go to or be able to spell the name of. And you go there, and these kids that don't really speak English are singing along with you. And then after the show, they come up and tell you that, you know, like, this song meant a lot to me. And that blows your mind. Like, that's something I never thought I would ever get to experience. And that those aren't little things. Those are the biggest things ever, you know, that have ever happened to us. And that's the kind of stuff that really blows your mind, you know.
Mine's real shallow. you guys familiar with comic books, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the Green Goblin made a My Chemical Romance reference.
What?
In a Marvel comic.
No.
You know Thunderbolts, that yeah. book?
I didn't actually like that, but go ahead.
No, I know, it's not that good. But so anyway, the Green Goblin runs this team, and they're villains, but they're good guys, but sort of bad. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Somebody was like complaining, and Norman Osborn, who is the Green right. Goblin mate, he goes, oh, is this where you're supposed to break into a chorus of I'm not okay? The Green Goblin dropped a song reference. It blew my mind. I threw the comic across the room.
So you didn't know until you were reading.
No, I read that's the comic amazing. Book because I'm a
awesome.
Dork. I started calling everybody.
Well, you
John Rivera, I
didn't
called.
Call me.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. Stephen King
dropped
our name in a book.
Even bigger.
That
oh, really?
Was huge for me. Yeah, in Lissy's story, which is, I guess, his newest novel, the character goes into a bar, and he describes it as the kind of bar that would have
Bright Eyes
on the radio rather than My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, fantastic.
And then no, but then his son also made a reference to us in his book.
Yeah, and Joe Hill.
I forgot what he said.
He said... My Chemical Romance are sellouts.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
But oh, well, it's I'm nice to be mentioned.
Yeah. It's just it's really nice to be mentioned.
They are My Chemical Romance. Frank and Mikey, we know that you actually have a show to play tonight, and you can't talk to us about wrestling and comic books all night, or as much as we would like it.
Damn.
Thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.